You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was a 7-5 victory for the Brayhead Clan tonight, including a hat-trick from Mike Hammond. With me to reflect on the game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, 7-5, got a bit nervy at times though.
Every time we got a 3-goal lead, they pulled it back relatively quick, and it's not exactly a great game from a coaching standpoint, so many goals, but offensive side of the puck, we looked pretty dangerous, and again, we're getting scoring by committee, which is something we wanted to do, and obviously that top line and Hammy's on fire right now, so they're a lot of fun to watch. But we take at this stage, we take the 2 points, and we evaluate, make some corrections, and move on.
You talked about Mike Hammond there, 3 goals and 2 assists as well. He's on fire. 18 points in 8 games now. Players like that at the moment, worth his weight in gold.
Yeah, he's been a great pickup. He's just since he's got here, he's continuously gotten better and better and better. And he's getting obviously a lot more responsibility and put into some good areas. He's a heck of a player. He's fun to watch, and he really completes that line. Arguably probably one of the top lines in the league.
That's it with Becca and Pitt as well. They make quite a dangerous trio.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're great. Every night they're on the scoreboard. Every night they're providing for us, and we rely heavily on them. And they're like I said, they're a lot of fun to watch. And I'm excited that we're getting scoring from other lines as well. And that was something that we had to. Had to get going, and a power play goal tonight, a well-worked power play goal tonight was good.
Edinburgh, any time Brayhead have played them this year, they look a better team than what their league position lies. Would you agree with that?
They're a great team. I think they're a great team. I think that I think it shows how good this league is, that they're sitting where they are, and you can see the talent out there, and they got a lot of offensive weapons, and Foley, we know what Foley's like back there, and they're a good team. If you don't show up and you're not ready to play, they're going to beat you.
Coventry here tomorrow, more of the same, I would hope. Well, without the goals conceded, obviously.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it'll be our third game this week, so we want to make sure that we're energized for that one. But obviously the last time we were here wasn't a great night for us, and we remember that. So it's going to be a tough challenge, but it's a good way to finish the week here, and it's been a good week up to now, and we want to make sure that we come out strong tomorrow.
Brayhead are a different team to the one that played Coventry back then as well. You're going to expect a different performance, are you not?
Yeah, I think we were better on Wednesday than we were tonight. But I think we're starting to work better as a group, as a team here, and our overall play I'm a lot happier with and a lot more confident with. And I think Coventry is going to be a good stiff test for us, and they're a good quality side. They got to make the long trip here tomorrow, and we want to make sure we get on top of them early.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers.